Lesson 7. Focused Listening. As You Listen. Page 114. A. Close your book. Listen to the conversation between Angela and Jason to find the answers to these questions. Who liked the movie, Angela or Jason? What do they disagree about?
So, what do you think?
Well, it's nothing to write home about.
You must be kidding.
Why do you say that?
I think it's the best movie I've seen in years.
With all that violence?
It wasn't so violent.
It certainly was. There was blood in practically every scene. And sometimes the violence had no bearing on the story. It was just put in for audiences who like to see blood. I don't know how they can get away with showing so much detail.
Well, from my standpoint, there was a real anti-violence message in the movie. They showed how all that violence ended in tragedy.
But that's no excuse for being so graphic. Why did they have so many scenes with all that suffering?
Because it was an important part of the story.
Sorry, but that argument just doesn't hold water. You could cut some of those scenes out and still have your story. And as far as sending an anti-violence message, they can do that without making the audience sick.
Now you're really blowing this whole thing out of proportion.
Am I? Look at the crime statistics.
Listen, you know this subject is a bone of contention between us. We've had heated arguments about this kind of thing before.
Yes, too many. I sure hope that someday I'll get through to you.
All I know is I got my money's worth tonight.
Well, I'll agree that the story was engrossing, but all that blood and violence drives me up the wall.
Look, now we're back where we started. Let's just agree to disagree and go get a cup of coffee.
B. Listen again, but this time, read the conversation as you listen.
So, what do you think?
Well, it's nothing to write home about.
You must be kidding.
Why do you say that?
I think it's the best movie I've seen in years.
With all that violence?
It wasn't so violent.
It certainly was. There was blood in practically every scene. And sometimes the violence had no bearing on the story. It was just put in for audiences who like to see blood. I don't know how they can get away with showing so much detail.
Well, from my standpoint, there was a real anti-violence message in the movie. They showed how all that violence ended in tragedy.
But that's no excuse for being so graphic. Why did they have so many scenes with all that suffering?
Because it was an important part of the story.
Sorry, but that argument just doesn't hold water. You could cut some of those scenes out and still have your story. And as far as sending an anti-violence message, they can do that without making the audience sick.
Now you're really blowing this whole thing out of proportion.
Am I? Look at the crime statistics.
Listen, you know this subject is a bone of contention between us. We've had heated arguments about this kind of thing before.
Yes, too many. I sure hope that someday I'll get through to you.
All I know is I got my money's worth tonight.
Well, I'll agree that the story was engrossing, but all that blood and violence drives me up the wall.
Look, now we're back where we started. Let's just agree to disagree and go get a cup of coffee.